For this week's big story in the Quad City Times, Ed Tibbetts looks at Iowa's property tax breaks for businesses and whether the breaks truly resulted in new jobs as advertised. I'm Lacey Scarmana for WVIK News, and I talked with Tibbetts about his story. I began by asking him to explain the background of the legislation that reformed the property taxes.
Well, in 2013, Governor Terry Branstad, who had been campaigning on this issue for a number of years, got bipartisan support in the legislature to reform Iowa's property taxes as they apply to commercial and industrial properties. And there were a number of pieces to the law, but the centerpiece was essentially that for commercial and industrial properties, a smaller portion of their overall value would be taxed. There was a 10% reduction. There was also a business property tax credit that wasn't as much based on a property's value that was available to commercial and industrial properties. There were a number of other tentacles to it. Multi-residential properties, apartment complexes basically received different tax treatments. What we're talking about this weekend are commercial and industrial properties.
So what has been the result, or I'm sure more than one result, especially depending who you ask, of this legislation?
Well, what started me on the track of this story was as the legislature began to take shape this year, there was a lot of discussion about how revenue projections weren't living up to expectations. And so there had to be a number of adjustments to the 2017 budget, and that there would be adjustments, that there would be pressure on the 2018 budget. And as Democrats looked at this, one of the things they talked about was that there was less money available. And they pointed to the 2013 property tax reform law and said, look, this has taken money off the table and this has had an impact. And so what I decided to do was start talking to people about whether this law had done what Governor Branstad and some of the promoters of the proposal in the first place said that it would do, and that is improve business conditions, that it would improve the prospects for the economy and for job creation.
And what evidence did you find to support both of those angles?
Well, the Branstad administration has pointed to the state's low unemployment rate, and it is at an extraordinary low. The critics of this law will say that, yes, that's the case, but there are a number of factors that go into that Iowa has typically had a low unemployment rate. And what critics will say is that this was essentially a shift in the incidence of taxation from so that commercial and industrial interests are paying less, and that shift has gone on to a broader tax base. The people who defend this law say that it's lowered the cost of businesses, the cost of business, and that the state's ranking relative to other states in terms of commercial and property, commercial and industrial taxes has improved, and that can't help but have a positive impact. That's kind of, you know, both ends of the debate. And if you look at locally anyway, well, if you look at in Iowa, not only is the unemployment rate lower, there are more people employed. Of course, there's a debate over what causes that. More locally, the unemployment rate has gone down since before this before this property tax reform was put in place. Interestingly enough, much of that, though, is caused by a shrinking labor force and not that more people are employed.
Okay. So who are your experts that you talk to in this story? And are you talking to business owners in the Quad Cities around Iowa? Or
I think that's an important aspect of this. I talk to economists about this. I talk to the promoters, the people who originally proposed the law in the Branstad administration. But we've talked to business owners as well. And one of the things that's important to note about property taxes is that They don't stand still. So local governments, this is their lifeblood, property taxes. And so they can change those, either the value or the property tax rate, from year to year. And so what happens on a state level can sometimes be affected by what local governments do. And some of the businesses that I talked to pointed out that since 2013, their taxes haven't necessarily declined in the way that you might expect, given the changes in the law. And one of the reasons I talked to an executive for a company that owns hotels, and he pointed out that in one case, one of the hotels, their assessment went up, their tax rate went up. It was enough to essentially erase the benefit that they would have gotten from the law. And so in one sense, if you look at sort of the new system and the old system, there's a difference there. There's a, quote, savings there. But at the same time, given what local governments can do to taxes, sometimes those savings may not be readily apparent.
Any other big topics or revelations in this story for people to look out for this weekend?
One of the things that that I did was take a look at where the benefits are going, the savings, if you will, from the new system versus the old system, and how those sort of roll out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Ed Tibbetts, reporter for the Quad City Times. You can read his big story this Sunday.